Well, it was hot yesterday, wasn't it? And it was hot and windy too. You can understand why the Rural Fire Service decided to press go on that total fire ban for Greater Sydney yesterday, for sure. And we sweltered through the hottest ever start to October. So since records began, yesterday was the hottest ever start to October. Just after 3 o'clock, it was 37.3 degrees in Penrith, 36.7 in Richmond, and 36.9 at Sydney Airport. The Bureau reckons that the previous record for October 1 was in 1998, and it reached 34.3 degrees. Now, it's thankfully much, much cooler today. 24 in the city, 29 in our west, but it's going to get very hot again tomorrow. Tops of 33 degrees in the city and 37 in our western suburbs tomorrow. And if you're on the roads right now, give me a call. 131873. Is there any part of, as you people are coming back from their long weekend, surely we're starting to see the traffic heat up a bit. We've been looking at the live traffic updates, and Steve Carline's our 2GB traffic guru, and he reckons it's starting to heat up. Steve, what are you seeing?
Yeah, mate, we'll start off with Mount Victoria area. Coming through the Blue Mountains, I'm looking at Mount Victoria through to Blackheath. It's pretty full. Around Medlow Bath again, there's another slow spot, and at Wentworth Falls. After that, it's not too bad. Actually, relatively civilised coming back into the Sydney Basin. But I've just been watching the Channel 9 chopper. It's been sending through a feed with the M1. You've got a lot of traffic around Hexham Bridge at the moment and Maitland Road, obviously, towards Taro. Now, from Carryong, west across Moonee Moonee Creek Bridge, we've got the leftovers from an earlier accident. Your last stretch of traffic is Barara, south to north Warunga. It's averaging about 37 to 40 kilometres an hour. These things always come in waves, Chris, so you'll hear me from time to time saying things like, no, the M1's relatively civilised.
Until it's not.
Until it's not, exactly, yeah. Yeah, and the Prince's Highway is an absolute classic. Every time we have a long weekend, you've got it goes well, then all of a sudden, wrong.
Yeah, right.
And it's just gone wrong in the last, say, 20 minutes or so. Basically, you'll hit the anchors around Waterfall before you get to the fish and chip shop, and it stays busy up to the first lights at Heathcote.
Yeah. Southwest, Hume Motorway?
Yeah, Hume Motorway's got a whole bunch of slow spots, mate. Around Pheasant's Nest, I was looking at that a moment ago. It's quite busy. You slow down at Douglas Park and it stays uncomfortable, let's say, through to Menangle Park, and then it's all fine towards Preston's. But look, I'll say it's really busy without being horrific.
Good. All right, well, that's not too bad for this public holiday Monday, but we'll be all over it for the next 3 hours. Good on you, Steve.
Cheers, Chris.
That's Steve Carline. Traffic every 10 minutes here on Drive.